KN4 WQS mobile.
WQS KN4 TFW.
For TFW, Carlos here. Checking in Pickens. Rainy weather and low ceilings.
Yeah, you got Ken here, headed home from Piedmont, headed back to Greer.
You're probably, are you seeing the rush hour traffic?
As right now, traffic's moving along pretty good. I'm doing the speed limit, so it's not bad right now, but it's bound to change any time, right?
I drove the Spaghetti Junction there on Sunday, and I was impressed. It moved pretty smoothly, definitely a lot better than it was during construction.
I've been through it every weekday since they started.
Are you thinking that it's moving smoother?
They have a lot of trouble with it because I got off the Woodruff Road and caught 385 headed north into town, and that one never really was backed up. Now all the others were really struggling on the others. Right now the problem is when I get on 385, I got to get over three lanes to be in the through lane.
You did the same thing you're talking about. I was traveling 85 south and turned right onto 385 northbound, and I did have to get over a few lanes. I was going all the way through Greenville, so I had to get over a few lanes.
And south, you got to get over one more than that. Been working on 85 since I was a kid, and that's been a long time ago.
That whole project, it's gotta have been 4 years, maybe 5 years, just that Spaghetti Junction there, that I can recall.
Probably about right on the head on that one. Yeah, no, I was driving my motorcycle back then, and it's like, yeah, this is too dangerous. I'm gonna get rid of this thing before I get killed.
It's going to make much of a difference there on Woodruff Road, though. That place is something I try to avoid as much as possible.
If I have to get on Woodruff Road, or if I have to go to, like, over there by Academy or whatever, I go down that Verde to that little turnstile loop they got there and go in the back way, and, man, I beat a lot of that traffic. It works really good that way.
It's what I was doing Sunday. I had a soccer game over by the CESA Fields. I don't know if you know where that's at. It's on the other side. So I go 85 north and take Pelham, I think it is, over there instead of going Woodruff.
Soccer field out there by the landfill, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. It was jam-packed. Excuse me, jam-packed on Sunday. My kid had two games, and I couldn't find a spot. It was so crowded, and I couldn't find a parking spot.
Still not rainy days we've had in February, right?
Yeah, you know, we got 3 days straight. I've got some roof work at the house that needs to get done, but he can't get to it. Of course, the longer he waits, the more water's leaking through.
Need clearing up anytime soon. I think it's supposed to rain, what, next 2 or 3 days?
Came up with, he came and checked it on yesterday morning, and we were looking, and the first thing we came up with was Friday. Of course, he was busy that day, so we're shooting for Saturday. But listen, I'm pulling into my destination, 73 Kilo, November 4, Whiskey, Quebec, Sierra. KN4 TFW, I believe it was Ken, is that right?
Yeah, Roger, it was Ken.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, 73, I believe it was Carlos. I'll catch you later, KN4 TFW.